All right. Hi, welcome back, Attorney Steve Vondran. We're talking in this podcast today about Strike Three Holdings and the Cobbler Nevada rule. Okay, so this is something that comes into play. Cobbler Nevada was a case that came out of the Ninth Circuit that covers the Western districts like California, Arizona, Washington, Oregon, Montana, Idaho, and a few others. But this was a case that came out that said basically that, you know, just because the plaintiff Strike Three Holdings, the purveyor of adult films, just because they find an IP address that is linked to downloads and sharing of their movies, just because you have an IP address linked to a household and you have the subscriber's name, the subscriber of the internet account, that does not mean that you have enough to move forward in a lawsuit. Okay, you have to come up with something more, okay, what we call additional evidence. And so this is, you know, this is where we get in some cases when we're just too far apart on our settlement offers. You know, maybe they're at 25 or 35 or who knows what, and my clients just don't have that much money. There comes a time when we have to ask for the cobbler evidence. Now, how this works basically is either we give up your name, we give it over to Strike Three Holdings and their attorneys, or the subpoena release date to the ISP, the subpoena will release the information on the given date. So it really just depends what where you're at in the timing of the case. So they would get your name and they would do due diligence. Now, what is that? So people will say, what are they looking for? What we've seen is they will basically look at other movies, films, videos, software, ebooks, anything else you might have downloaded with that IP address and try to tie that into your job or your personal interests, things that you have on your social media websites like LinkedIn and Twitter, Instagram, those kinds of things, Facebook. They try to find, can we link this up so we can show the judge the additional evidence in the form of, here, look, he is a financial planner. And he's also, in addition to sharing our movies through BitTorrent protocol, he's also downloading financial books and financial software. And if you go over here and looked at his LinkedIn profile, he works for a financial services company or he has his own financial services business. So that's how they what they do typically to try to link it up. Now, I'll tell you, even though this case came out in 2018, that's 5 years ago, there has not been a whole lot of case law on this, hardly any, a matter of fact. So just what satisfies as additional evidence, it's really not totally clear. But as I tell my clients, it does not have to be evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. It does not need to be clear and convincing. There just has to be enough of a connection to show that it's reasonable to infer that the subscriber to the account is also the infringer. So that's really what, when we talk about the cobbler, we'll tell our clients the cobbler case or cobbler Nevada, or we're going to demand cobbler evidence. Those are the kinds of things we're talking about. Now, when you're in a litigation, you can't delete or alter or destroy evidence, okay? But you have social media websites that, as long as you're not destroying the evidence, for example, maybe you're setting it on pause, you're not destroying any evidence. These are things that can make it more difficult for them. I mean, why just offer up free evidence just because somebody's looking, you know? So these are things that you can do to protect yourself, pause your social media so it's not accessible to the entire world. And, you know, they're the plaintiff, they have the burden of proof. And some cases they do come up with the evidence. Some cases they do have the cobbler evidence. In other cases, we've seen it completely wrong, which would either lead to a motion to dismiss the case, or hopefully they would drop the case realizing they don't have the evidence. So when we talk about Cobbler Nevada, that's in a nutshell what we're talking about. This is general legal information only and not legal advice. Again, there's not a ton of case law. It's not a whole lot telling us what actually qualifies to meet that standard. But as they said in Cobbler Nevada versus Gonzalez, stating a bare allegation that a defendant is the registered subscriber of an internet protocol address that's associated with infringing activity is insufficient to state a claim for direct or contributory infringement of copyrights, of course. So anyways, this is what is going on. Cobbler is, you know, like I said, it's in the Ninth Circuit. We've also seen another case that was out of this jurisdiction on the East Coast, where Strike Three admitted to the court in a pleading, I believe it was a declaration, that they do follow Cobbler. So this is something that if your attorney doesn't know about Cobbler, maybe you're dealing with a newbie attorney trying to jump into the game. Our firm has handled millions of dollars in settlements. We've handled hundreds and hundreds of cases, and we handle the bulk of the cases in California. So anyway, that's a quick and dirty overview. I hope this has been helpful. If you're facing getting a subpoena notice from your ISP, a Strike Three demand letter, this kind of things, we offer free confidential consultations. You can find us on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. Have a great day, everybody. I got to run. Hope this has been helpful. Feel free to share this on your social media networks. Bye now.